You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is hump day, a Wednesday, 17th of July 2019. All that took place on the Lal Street yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this nifty little package we like to call a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Bulls remained in control of the Lal Street for the second day in a row on Tuesday yesterday and pushed the S&P BSE Sensex above 39,000 for the first time since the 5th of July, and Nifty 50 also closed above the 11,600 levels. Sharp fall in the domestic 10-year yield to 6.34%, improvement in monsoon, as well as earnings helped the sentiment, while a rise in crude oil prices and ongoing geopolitical concerns between the US and Iran capped the upside. So there were some ups and there were some downs, but overall, bulls did take charge yesterday on the Lal Street. Among the sectoral indices, except IT, which ended with minor losses, all the other indices ended with gains, wherein oil and gas, realty and capital goods were the top gainers. Nomura India has set a target of 12,900 for Nifty by March 2020, driven by pickup in the investment cycle and lower bond yields. The rupee on the 16th of July, that is yesterday, depreciated by 17 paise to close at 68.71 against the American dollar due to rising crude oil prices and foreign fund outflows. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 444 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 637 crore rupees, according to provisional data. More earnings news will come to us today. 12 companies on the BSE will be declaring their results for the quarter ended June. Names like Dhanlakshmi Bank, Mindtree, Wipro and Yes Bank will be coming out with their earnings today. We have some estimates available from Motilal Oswal. Mindtree, PAT is likely to grow by 12% year-on-year to 177 crore rupees. Mindtree, as we know, has had a rather tumultuous year, with the first successful hostile takeover in the IT sector in India having taken place, with L&T staking their claim in the company. What else do we have coming out today? We have Yes Bank results also coming out today. What are Motilal Oswal estimates saying about that? PAT is likely to fall by 74% year-on-year. This according to Equirus Securities, actually. Wipro, for whom we have PAT available from Motilal Oswal, PAT is likely to grow by 33% year-on-year to 2,456 crore rupees. Wipro also having had an eventful year with Azim Premji stepping down. Quick look at the charts now. Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. It closed above crucial short-term moving averages. The index closed above 11,650 levels and other important short-term moving averages, which is, of course, a positive sign for the bulls. The index has to now hold above 11,600 for the rally to extend towards 11,720 and then 11,750 levels, while on the downside, we have supports at 11,550. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,573, 11,670 and 11,800. Maximum call open interest seen at 12,000 and 11,800. Maximum put open interest at 11,300 and 11,500. Some stocks that have been in the news: 5 Paisa Capital Quarter 1 consolidated loss at 0.52 crore rupees versus a loss of 6.09 crore rupees year on year. Revenue jumped to 22.86 crore rupees versus 8.97 crore rupees year on year. DCB Bank profit grew 16.6% to 81.1 crore rupees versus 69.5 crore rupees, and net interest income rose 11.7% to 304.7 crore rupees versus 272.9 crore rupees. This is, of course, we're still talking about DCB Bank, and these are stocks in the news. Speaking still of DCB Bank, gross NPA stood at 1.96% versus 1.84%, and net NPA stood at 0.81% versus 0.65% quarter-on-quarter. MCX consolidated net profit jumped to 43.7 crore rupees versus 7.3 crore rupees. There was an exceptional loss of 23.8 crore rupees in quarter 1 FY19. Revenue rose 9.1% to 79.4 crore rupees versus 72.8 crore rupees year-on-year. So MCX, DCB Bank and 5 Paisa Capital will be on our radar today. And finally, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today. Gujarat State Petronet has a buy call. Target of 236 rupees, stop loss placed at 193 rupees for an upside of 13%. ACC Limited has a buy call. Target of 1,720 rupees, stop loss placed at 1,530 rupees, upside of 7%. Manappuram Finance has a buy call as well. Target 148 rupees, stop loss 127 rupees, upside of 9%. So Gujarat State Petronet, ACC and Manappuram Finance, all with buy calls from SMC Global Securities. That's it. In about 6 minutes, you're all equipped with what you need to know about the happenings or possible happenings on Dalal Street. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.